1998. Just packed full of content, resources, information. It's just a dynamite resource. Again, 877-500-5266.
And Mike, you made a key point there. This is KBOO Community Radio. And as I like to think of it, community is our middle name. And with that in mind, we'd like to encourage you to become a sustaining member for KBOO. And one of the really lovely gifts that we have is the KBOO hoodie. It's a bold and distinctive fashion statement, and it can be yours for sustaining membership of just $25 a month. Show the folks in your community that you're a supporter of KBOO and that you care about free and independent radio. So please, call now with your donation, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Or you can donate online. Go to kboo.fm and click on donate. But whatever, take this opportunity to show that you are a committed listener, you're a member of the community, and you want to ensure that KBOO's independent and broadly based public affairs dialogue continues well into the future. We're approaching 50 years, and we want to do 50 more. Mike, what do you think about that?
I think we can do 50 more, and I think we've done 50 with the support of people in the community, not just here in Portland, but worldwide, really. I mean, you could be anywhere on earth listening to KBOO on KBOO.FM. If you go to KBOO.FM, like Ray mentioned, there's a donate button on the top right of the home page. You can donate there. If you have a telephone, you can use the KBOO mobile app and enjoy KBOO any time of day, any time of the year. And if you have a phone, you can call us at 877-500-5266.
This is David Barsamian of Alternative Radio. Alternative Radio has a long relationship with KBOO. It was one of the first radio stations in the United States to start broadcasting alternative radio. It took that chance. It's always been at the cutting edge of audio and progressive news and information. And right now I'm asking you to become part of KBOO. Support this very valuable community resource. Your electronic umbilical cord to alternative and independent news and information and poetry and music. Call 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Do something for your community. Support KBOO right now. Thanks very much.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, a locally owned artisan bakery in Oregon and Washington, with many locations in Portland. For more, go to grandcentralbakery.com. Lunch was provided by Cannon's Rib Express, located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue. An award-winning barbecue restaurant in Portland. Dinner was provided by Holy Moly, a food cart that serves Mexican mole, located 1419 Southeast 33rd Avenue in Portland, on Southeast 33rd and Hawthorne, down the alleyway. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Speak for Peace, Thursday, September 21st at the HI Portland Hawthorne Hostel in Portland. Speak for Peace is a workshop that aims to develop the skills necessary to have constructive conversations when confronted with polarizing topics while recognizing and gracefully engaging with cultural differences. Again, that's Speak for Peace, Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the HI Portland Hawthorne Hostel, 3031 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Air Cascadia.
When we look at modern man, we have to face the fact that modern man suffers from a kind of poverty of the spirit, which stands in glaring contrast to its scientific and technological abundance. We've learned to fly the air like birds, we've learned to swim the seas like fish, and yet we have learned to walk the earth as brothers and sisters.
Good morning, Cascadia. This is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and your reparations radio. That's right, your reparations radio. And of course, your fake news radio. Proud of it. As you no doubt have taken note, we are in the midst of membership drive, which means that we are a lot closer. This is like when the moon is closer to the earth. We are in a time when we reach out to you, our listeners, and our members, and we ask you to become members of this station, to be active participants, not passive participants, active. Note that all of the guests that we have on Air Cascadia, and we do have a lot of guests, these are all people who are active participants. They are people who are engaged in what is an increasingly critical struggle for the survival of America, the democracy. What you just heard is Mignon and Friends. The CD is the fifth world, the Generation Rise, the seventh Generation Rise. It's an incredible CD, and combining, of course, the muscle behind politics. The music. Music is the muscle of a new generation. That said, we're going to be speaking today with Ken Cole. He's the executive director of the Buffalo Field Campaign. Last year we spoke with Mike Meese. We've spoken to a number of people. We've heard some terrific music, and we are getting ready to welcome the Buffalo Field Campaign back to Portland for the next 2 days. You listeners will have the opportunity to go and hear Mike Meese talk about the campaign, talk about its successes over the years, and talk about the inspiration behind it, the energy and insight driving the Buffalo Field Campaign for lo these many years. Ken, good morning. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning.
We're so glad to have you today. Can you talk first, for those listeners who are new to the Buffalo Field Campaign, what is it? And then a little bit about this year, looking back at accomplishments.
Well, yeah, Buffalo Field Campaign is a group that started back 20 years ago in 1997 after Mike, our co-founder, had been out in the field watching the Department of Livestock agents kill buffalo after they left the park. And we're still out there documenting what happens to the buffalo.
We're talking about Yellowstone Park, right? Yeah,
Yellowstone National Park.
Perhaps one of the most visited national parks in the nation, where many people have the opportunity to view America's national animal. We're slaughtering the buffalo, symbol of America. How's that work? Please continue. Excuse me. I just want to make sure people, the listeners, understand how twisted this is and how brutal.
Yeah, for many years, the state of Montana and the livestock industry has made this claim that buffalo are going to transmit brucellosis, a cattle disease that was brought in to the park many years ago by cattle. They're afraid that they're going to transmit brucellosis back to cattle if they come out of the park and intermingle. The problem is that it's never happened before, and the timing of when buffalo come out and are able to transmit brucellosis, at that time there just aren't any cattle around to contract brucellosis. You have to, the cattle have to come in direct contact with aborted fetus or infected afterbirths, and in the Yellowstone ecosystem, that material is eaten up by these scavengers, ravens, coyotes, what have you. So it's not really a present danger for cattle. It's, this issue, of course, isn't about that. It's about the grass, who gets to eat it, and public land, and who gets to manage it and have control over it. The livestock industry is just a small part of the economy of Montana. They over-exaggerate their importance. But they have a huge influence over politics in the state.
Can I ask you a quick question? How much do you think that the average visitor to Yellowstone how much are they aware of what's going on after they finish taking pictures and shooting a little video? How much do they know about this?
Well, I think that the average person probably doesn't know about this. But you know, in the summer, we have tables set up at many of the attractions, well, like some of the tourist gift shops, etc. And we hand out newsletters and tell people about what's going on.
What response have you? How do people respond when they do this? When they learn?
Well, it varies from total outrage about learning about it to confrontation with some of our volunteers, but generally the response is, wow, I didn't know that was happening, and thank you for telling me. Some people give a donation at that time. Some people just follow up and want to learn more about it.
Then on that note, we're out of time for today. I want to ask you back and ask Mike back, possibly Mignon and other members of the music crew, to join us tomorrow as well to get the word out that this is your opportunity to find out more about this. The campaign not only is critically important right now, all the way up and down, let me say, the food chain, and for many reasons stretching far, far beyond Montana, this is something that we need to acknowledge, recognize, and assume responsibility for in many respects. So we're going to be talking hopefully with you and others tomorrow as well. Members and listeners, do take note, and you might want to go and have a look. This is your opportunity to hear incredible music and hear an incredible story. The story of the Buffalo Field Campaign is something you just don't want to miss. Another thing that you cannot afford not to miss is membership in KBOO. Mike Crenshaw and Ray are out there ready to tell you more about how you could be an active participant in your community. Good morning, Ray. Good morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Well, this is, as pretty much everybody with an earshot knows, I love membership drive. We celebrate it all year round, actually. And we really want to... You're listening right now to Mike Crenshaw, by the way, listeners. You're listening to Ray. Volunteers, friends, members of KBOO for a long, long time. And they're here to tell you that number that you need, that opens all the doors. It blows the gates off. You become a member of KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. That's right, 877-500-5266. You've got it. Now call it. That's all you need to do. We've got people standing by right now, ready to talk to you person to person.
That's right, KBOO.FM. Click on donate. Go there online. I love the Buffalo Field campaign. I got a chance to visit them in 2008 when I was on a road trip to the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit and was amazed and blown away by the good work that they do. So many people are doing good work all over the place in rural areas and urban areas. And we're people that are doing good work through radio right here in your city in Portland, Oregon at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. KBOO Radio, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you're a listener to Air Cascadia and you love to tune in at this time of day to listen to Chris Andre share information with you and have fabulous guests on from all over the country, then we want you to call us and support that. And $25 a month is going to get you a hoodie that's going to keep you warm and it's going to keep you dry. Chris, what do you have to say?
Oh, well, I want to say hello to 877-500-5266. This is your chance to make a difference. We need that right now. There is nothing better you could do for yourself, for your community, for your country, indeed for your planet, because working with the